A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with his gladness, and he will renew you in his love. The Lord your God will exult over you with loud singing, as on the day of a festival. The word of the Lord.
The letter of Paul to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, let your requests be made known to God by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. John the Baptist traveled throughout the region of the Jordan River, proclaiming a baptism of repentance which would lead to the forgiveness of sins. The crowd came to him and asked, "What shall we do?" He said to them, "Everyone who has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And those who have food to eat must do the same." Tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said, "What shall we do?" He said, "Take no more than is just when you collect the tax." Soldiers came and said, "What about us? What should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money by false testimony and bullying, and be satisfied with your wages." Now there was within the people a deep yearning, and there were questions in their hearts as to whether John might be the Messiah. But John said to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but there is one who is far greater than I who is coming. I am not worthy to untie his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The winnowing fork is in his hand. He is clearing his threshing floor, gathering the wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn in unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.